Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Brightness of God's glory and exact image of God's person, whom death could not conquer nor the tomb imprison, as you have shared our frailty in human flesh, help us to share your immortality in the Spirit. Let no shadow of the grave terrify us, and no fear of darkness turn our hearts from you. Reveal yourself to us this day and all our days as the first and the last, the living one, our immortal Savior and Lord. Amen. The Holy Gospel for this Easter Sunday is from Matthew. After the Sabbath, at the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with everyone as today we celebrate Easter. The Gospel reading for Easter Sunday have the women at the tomb being told by the angel, "Do not be afraid." With what has been happening to our world because of the COVID-19 virus, many are afraid. Within the Gospel of Mark, the women going to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus were wondering who will roll away the stone guarding the entrance to the tomb. People today are wondering how long and who will roll away this pandemic affecting our world. The Gospel reading for Easter Sunday is telling us not to be afraid. The love of God, God's Holy Spirit, is at work within our world, giving us the courage, strength, and faith to overcome this horrible virus which is taking its toll upon our human population. God's love is shining through the brave men and women working the front lines of our healthcare system, fighting this virus. God's love is at work shining through health and government officials, advising, warning people like you and I to stay home, wash hands often, go out only when necessary, and practice safe distancing, social distancing from one another. All of these actions will keep safe not only ourselves, but those like grocery store workers, those in the trucking industry, police, firefighters, paramedics, necessary municipal workers, all who are keeping our world functioning. As pastor to First Lutheran and St. Matthew's, I have asked both church organists to play hymns on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. The church bell at First Lutheran will also be rung on Sundays at 10 o'clock. All of these actions is to remind us that through the good and the bad, we Christians are never to stop praying, caring for one another, and to sing our joys and sorrows before the Almighty. I am ever thankful and proud of our members who continue to support your community of faith with financial offerings and keeping in touch with family and fellow members and neighbors. We Christians are following the two commandments of Christ, which is to love God and love your neighbors. Martin Luther wrote a beautiful hymn well over centuries ago, which is still sung today. It is a reminder to us Christians that nothing can stop the love of God or the telling of the good news of Jesus Christ. Luther wrote the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." We faithfully sing, "God is by our side with weapons of the Spirit." And even if they were to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever. Our faith in God will see us come together and gather once again as a community of faith. We will gather together, being nourished through word and sacrament, even though at the present we are all in isolation. It is not what we do, but it is our response to what God has done, what God is doing, and what God will do. We Christians are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, who are cheering us on, knowing that one day we too will cheer on the generations who will come after us. May we be faithful in whatever ways God is calling us as we continue to be servants of Jesus Christ. A blessed Easter to everyone. Stay safe. Stay at home until we truly can be with one another in church. See you soon in church. Your pastor, Jukka. Let us now pray. Gracious God, be with all healthcare workers, those who must work to keep all of us safe and healthy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, guide all leaders in government and authority to direct and govern with compassion all who are in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comforting God, calm the souls of all who are in isolation. Give to everyone the peace which is needed, especially to the lonely. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, bring wholeness and healing to all suffering from illness, disease, especially those suffering from COVID-19, and all who need your healing touch. Comfort the grieving who now need your love and tenderness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, answer the prayers of all who call to you in their time of need, as we await that day when everyone can come together and praise your holy name. This we pray and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. And the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Amen.